The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
As many ideas do, the Science Festival started small. It was initially slated to take place in downtown Roanoke outside of the Science Museum of Western Virginia. But after recruiting Virginia Tech's help, the sponsors continued to roll in. Then, a couple of grants and senator endorsements later, it grew into the statewide Virginia Science Festival. Michael Hemphill with the Science Museum has been behind the event from the start, working hard to include everybody.
Well, if you call yourself the Virginia Science Festival, you better make sure that you provide some mechanism where other parts of the state can be part of it. And so that's what we've done through the website and through as much as we here in Roanoke can do.
And on their website are lists of events happening next week at libraries and museums across the state. But the main events are in the Roanoke and New River Valleys, with hundreds of exhibits and activities on the schedule. Museum Executive Director Jim Rawlings hopes festival attendees leave feeling better acquainted with the worlds of science and technology.
I think a larger goal is just to help everyone be more comfortable and be able to be a little more conversant about the sciences and about the things that surround it, because our society, our innovative future, our economy, so much is based on technology.
And both Michael Hemphill and Jim Rawlings are proof that science is for everyone.
I majored in English.
Okay, so yeah. You're really not
a science guy.
Are you a science guy?
You know what? My degree is in English as well.
And English majors everywhere will respond to a new plan to stamp out the fear of fractions by taking a whole different approach to it. It'll be on display in Blacksburg tomorrow as part of the festival. We hear more now from Robbie Harris.
There's something about those rhythmic beats that make you want to tap along with them. Well, it might also be a good way to help struggling students learn math, specifically fractions, which are crucial for tackling more advanced concepts and to meeting Virginia Standards of Learning or SOL requirements.
We want them to learn what the SOLs require them to learn, and we ultimately want them to truly understand fractions.
At the Virginia Science Festival, Chris Forsina will guide visitors through a computer program that uses the sounds of drums to demonstrate how fractions work, how each beat is a part of the measure.
So our approach is to throw away everything they're used to learning, bring them into this environment, and try to understand both the parts and the whole at the exact same time.
Instead of staring at lines on a page, users begin their work sessions by tapping rhythms on their desks while a computer records it. The beats can be seen and heard and moved around on the screen to solve problems. The exhibit, called The Sound of Fractions, will be at Virginia Tech's Moss Center for the Arts. I'm Robbie Harris.